and hand plays. That's it for retail.
Yeah.
Well, there you got two, three clothing stores now.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, well, just saying.
I mean, you know, not as many. That's for sure.
No. Not a lot of foot traffic coming my way, that's for sure.
So, for the sake of time, do we want to go ahead and get the meeting started, Derek?
Please.
All right. So, we will call the meeting to order at 8:34 a.m. as per Chairman Deaver. I did not receive any public comments. Nothing was sent to me from Brooke. Does anybody have any public comments they would like to share? All right. So then moving on, then the main and reason for our meeting today is the advance agreement for the EDRST funds. So Derek, do you want to discuss that with everybody?
Yeah, I sent the letter out to everyone, or actually the agreement that John Mulligan put together. So I think everyone had a chance to look at that. They're really not holding us on the hook for anything. If we don't generate enough revenue this fiscal year to pay them back, then it just rolls over and we have to pay them back with our funds the following year. So really, I think it's not a big deal. I think the $75,000 will get us going for all the events and stuff we have going on. So I think it's a good agreement. So
Yeah.
I think I'm
But
looking
has
up.
something, just one question, a couple of questions. Has
Yeah.
something untoward happened? Because Michael, have you ever heard of us being presented with something like this before?
No, I've never seen an agreement like this before. It's kind of odd to me because,
Yes.
under the agreement, I mean, we're part of the city, so it's a city lending part of the city,
Right.
money. So I don't think they lend money to the forestry division,
No, which is unprecedented. No.
But anyway, if this is if this is what it takes to move forward, and there's no
Right.
personal guarantee,
But has it, something untoward happened in the past to make them generate this? I mean, did somebody take some money from somewhere?
No. I
What?
think this is an offspring of when they changed switched courses with us years ago and started taking more control of our money, and we needed to go back to them, and they emphasized, this is actually under Andrew Rigonti, that we were just an advisory board and that we're really the city makes the decisions, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is just an offshoot of that. And like Michael says, and Derek, there's no liability personally to anyone. If this is what they need for their own books or whatever to have this check this box off that we have an agreement, that seems fine to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I'll just point out really, really briefly. I think this is just another bit of information that in my mind, tells me the timing for a SID is more urgent than ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Because under this agreement, it's it and it's fair, it's understandable. We're working for the city, right? I mean, at this point, we're collecting money at the city's the city's collecting money on our behalf, and then at the appropriate time, it's transferring it to
Right.
us. If there's shortfalls, we have now at least we have the urge to fall back on for additional funding. But we are, we are clearly, being managed, and. If we're under a SID, we can collect our own funds, provided the SID is funded appropriately, and then we can spend the money as the SID board determines. So, having said that, it would alleviate some of this oversight, and not to say the oversight in on its face is terrible. It's just that this is unusual.
Yeah, no doubt about
They're
it.
not overtly, they're not heavy-handed, as it were.
But I think that's a conversation for another day. Everybody's busy. The agreement, the way it's written in my mind, I don't have an objection to it other than what I've said. So,
Yeah, me too. Okay, let's go ahead.
all right. Do I hear a
a motion to pass the amendment?
I'd like to make a motion to pass the amendment.
All right. Do I have a second?
A second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed, say nay. All right. The agreement passes.
While we're all in the line and Michael brought up the SID, you know, maybe we, I guess that the time is now ripe to move forward and do something about it. And I don't know if we need to call another meeting, but maybe we should just amongst ourselves, you know, maybe decide to have Steve Stone or somebody revive it or get together just and see what we have paperwork. I've got a lot of paperwork on it.
Me too.
Maybe we should all get together and,
you know, why don't we get together? We could get together for like 20 or 30 minutes or whatever after the board meeting on Tuesday.
Is there any document, summary document that, since I was, this was before my time, that anyone could circulate that I could just come a little bit informed?
There's a massive amount of documentation. We interviewed lawyers. We had a lawyer that would draw it all up. We'd work with somebody who'd worked on the East Loop. There's massive amount of paperwork. You couldn't really distill it down to one thing, in my experience. Could we, Michael?
Max, I think Steve would be able to help you out a bunch. I bet Steve, if you called Steve, he could give you a summary of everything for sure.
Well, we all have summaries of it. But there was a terrible contract torn between two people on that board.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think we're going to have that issue now.
Well, you could if you introduce certain people.
If we, if anyone has anything they could send to me, even if
I'll bring some stuff Tuesday.
We'll bring you stuff.
Ben, just so I could get a look at it beforehand.
No. There's a lot of people that don't serve on this board that own property and would have to be, you know, canvassed again.
Yeah.
Well, but that's further down the road. But I think we have enough people to make it happen.
The university's behind it. Right. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, they should be. They own half the street. And I would like to propose that they help us with the trees, you know. They would like to donate some money to the tree fund.
They could always donate money for sure. But the EDRST is going to be funding the trees, Mary. So.
Yeah,
hopefully we're just waiting on U-City and Bloom for the next go around. They're going to make a big request for the trees, and that's not going to happen until like September or so, unfortunately.
It's ironic the trees are looking particularly good at the moment.
I agree.
Let's do it Tuesday after the meeting.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Everyone have a great day.
Gone.
So the meeting is adjourned at 8:41 a.m.